Welcome to Zichur Dasi Manim. I'm Rabbi Avraham Goldhar, and today we're in Sefer Shabbos, Daf Kuf Lamed Vav. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, it was Tanna Brisa on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amid Beis. The Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that any human newborn that survives the 30 days is not suspected of being a nafel, a non-viable child. As the Pasuk states regarding the mitzvah of redeeming a Bechor, Ufaduyim ben Chodesh Tifte, those that are to be redeemed you shall redeem from the age of a month. The Gemara questions this ruling, since this implies that we doubt the viability of a child less than 30 days old. And if so, we should be prohibited from performing a meal on Shabbos for fear that the newborn might be a nafel, which doesn't have the mitzvah of mila. So Rav Ada bar Abba answered that Shabbos is not violated no matter what status we give the child. Im chayhu shaper kamayo. If he's a viable child, then it was proper to have the meal on Shabbos. Im lav mechatek babasahu. And if not, one is merely cutting meat when he circumcises it, which doesn't violate Shabbos. Point number two, if an infant who was the sole surviving child of his dead father died within 30 days of his birth, Rav Shimon Gamliel would say that we are concerned that the newborn was a nafel, and therefore it is a possibility that his wife had no children from the deceased husband, and she cannot get married until she does Yibum or Chalitza. So the Gemara asks, what if this baby's mother went ahead and became a kudeshes, betrothed to a man, even though she was not allowed to, as the baby might have been a nafel? Ravina said in the name of Rava, if she was mekudeshes to Yisrael, who is permitted to marry a woman who has undergone chalitza, then we tell her now to do chalitza. However, if she was mekudeshes to a kohen, whom the rabbanan is not permitted to marry chalitza, we do not make her undergo chalitza, because then she would become forbidden to her husband. Rashi explains that in the case of the kohen, we rely on the opinion of the rabbanan, who disagree with Rav Shimon Gamliel and do not question the viability of a newborn less than 30 days old. Rav Shuvia, in the name of Rav, said that in both cases, the woman must undergo chalitza, since halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. And point number three, a machlokas is introduced in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, whether one performs mila for an androgynous on Shabbos. The Rabbanan forbid it, and Rav Yehuda permits it because he holds that an androgynous is a male. Rav Shivzi said in the name of Rav Chista that Rav Yehuda does not consider androgynous a definite male, a zachar vadai in all cases, for it was taught in a brice in the Sifra, a collection of brices on Sefer Vayikra, that only a zachar vadai nekeva vadais, a definite male and a definite female bring an erech vow, not a tumtum or androgynous. And Stam Sifra Rabbi Yehuda, an anonymous price in this Sifra, reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, the three points are, number one, it was taught in a brisa on Daf Kuf Lamed Hey Amud Beis. The Rabban Shimon Gamliel says that any human newborn that survives for 30 days is not suspected of being a nafel, a non-viable child, as the Pasuk states regarding the mitzvah of redeeming a Bechor, ufaduyim ben chodesh tifte. Those that are to be redeemed, you shall redeem from the age of a month. The Gemara questions this ruling, since this implies that we doubt the viability of a child less than 30 days old. And if so, we should be prohibited from performing a meal on Shabbos for fear that the newborn might be a nafel, which does not have a mitzvah of mila. Rav Ada bar Abba answered that Shabbos is not violated no matter what status we give the child. Im chayahu shafer kamal. If he's a viable child, then it was proper to have the mila on Shabbos. V'im lav mechatek babasuhu. And if not, one is merely cutting meat when he circumcises it, which does not violate Shabbos. Point number two, if an infant, who was the sole surviving child of his dead father, died within 30 days of his birth, Rabban Shimon Gamliel would say that we are concerned that the newborn was a nafel, and therefore it's a possibility that his wife had no children from the deceased husband, and she cannot get married until she does Yibum or Chalitza. The Gemara asks, what if this baby's mother went ahead and became a kudeshes, betrothed to a man, even though she was not allowed to, as the baby might have been a nafel? Ravina said in the name of Rava, if she was mekudeshes to Yisrael, who is permitted to marry a woman who has undergone chalitza, then we tell her to now do chalitza. However, if she was mekudeshes to a kohen, whom the rabbanan is not permitted to marry a chalitza, we do not make her undergo chalitza, because then she would become forbidden to her husband. Rashi explains that in the case of the kohen, we rely on the opinion of the rabbanan, who disagree with Rabban Shimon Gamliel, and do not question the viability of a newborn less than 30 days old. Rav Shervia, in the name of Rav, said that in both cases, the woman must undergo chalitza, since halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. And finally, point number three, a machlokas is introduced in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed Dalet Amud Beis, whether one performs mila for an androgynous on Shabbos. The Rabban forbid it, and Rabbi Yehuda permits it, because he holds that an androgynous is a male. So Rav Shivzi said in the name of Rav Chisda that Rabbi Yehuda does not consider an androgynous a zachar vadai, a definite male in all cases. For it was taught in a brisa in the Sifra, a collection of brises on Sefer Vayikra, that only a zachar vada nekeva vadais, a definite male and a definite female, bring an erech vow, not a tumtum or androgynous. And Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda, an anonymous brisa in the Sifra, reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda. All right, so now we go to a simon for Kuf Lamed Vav, and in this case, hands down winner, about 90% of the suggestions that came in had to do with a clue, a detective with a clue, Sherlock Holmes, so we're going to use clue for Kuf Lamed Vav. So thank you, everybody, for your suggestions. Here goes. The clue in the case of the missing 8-day-old infant turned up when the moyle who claimed he was just cutting meat turned out to be a Cohen betrothed to the mother and wasn't a definite male. Once again, in slow motion. The clue, that must mean Ron Duff, Kuf Lamed Vav. The clue in the case of the missing 8-day-old infant turned up when the moyle who claimed he was just cutting meat, which reminds us, it was taught in a brace on Duff Kuf Lamed Hei Amud Beis that Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says that any human newborn that survives for 30 days is not suspected of being a nephil, a non-viable child, as the Pasuk states regarding the mitzvah of redeeming a bechor, ufaduyim ben chodesh tifte, those that are to be redeemed you shall redeem from the age of a month. The Gemara questions this ruling since this implies that we doubt the viability of a child less than 30 days old, and if so, we should be prohibited from performing a meal on Shabbos for fear that the newborn might be a nephil, which does not have a mitzvah of milah. Rav Ada Bar Ava answered that Shabbos is not violated no matter what status we give the child. Im chayhu shaper kamayel. If he's a viable child, then it was proper to have the meal on Shabbos. Vim lav mechatuk babasahu. And if not, one is merely cutting meat when he circumcises it, which doesn't violate Shabbos. So the clue in the case of the missing 8-day-old infant turned up when the moyle claimed he was just cutting meat turned out to be a Cohen betrothed to the mother, which reminds us, if an infant who was the sole surviving child of his dead father died within 30 days of his birth, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel would say that we are concerned that the newborn was a nephil, and therefore it's a possibility that his wife had no children from the deceased husband, and she cannot get married until she does Yibum or Chalitza. So the Gemara asks, what if this baby's mother went ahead and became a Kudeshes, betrothed to a man, even though she was not allowed to, as the baby might have been a nephil? Ravina said in the name of Rava, if she was Mekudeshes to Yisrael, who's permitted to marry a woman who's undergone a Chalitza, then we tell her to now do Chalitza. However, if she was Mekudeshes to a Kohen, whom the Rabbanan is not permitted to marry a Chalitza, we do not make her undergo Chalitza because then she would become forbidden to her husband. Rashi explains that in the case of the Kohen, we rely on the opinion of the Rabbanan, who disagree with Rav Shimon Gamliel and do not question the viability of a newborn less than 30 days old. Rav Shirvi in the name of Rava said that in both cases, the woman must undergo chalitza, since the halacha follows Rav Shimon Gamliel. So the clue in the case of the missing 8-day-old infant turned up when the moyle claimed he was just cutting meat turned out to be a Cohen betrothed to the mother and wasn't a definite male. Which reminds us, a machlokas was introduced in the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Lamed Daled Amud Beis, whether one performs milah for an androgynous on Shabbos. The Rabbanan forbid it and Rabbi Yehuda permits it because he holds that androgynous is a male. Rav Shivzi said in the name of Rav Chis said that Rabbi Yehuda does not consider an androgynous a definite male in all cases. For it was taught in a brisa in the Sifra, a collection of brises on Sefer Vayikra, that only a Zachar Vadai and a Kev Vadais, a definite male and a definite female, bring an Erech Vel, not a Tum Turum androgynous. And Stam Sifra, Rabbi Yehuda, an anonymous brisa in the Sifra, reflects the view of Rabbi Yehuda. So once again, the clue in the case of the missing 8-day-old infant turned up when the moyle claimed he was just cutting meat. Turned out to be a Cohen betrothed to the mother, and wasn't a definite male. Now it's time for a four blah ba chazara. Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. So the symbol for Kuf Lamed Beis is a club. So here goes. The passwords again to the clubhouse. Clubhouse, that must mean run Daf Kuf Lamed Beis. The passwords again to the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, which reminds us the Gemara seeks the source that Bris Mila is Docha Shabbos. The Gemara rejects three separate Gezer Shabbos connecting Bris Mila to Shabbos through the words Os, Bris, and Doros individually, since each one appears by other mitzvahs as well. The Gemara then brings Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says that since only Bris Milah and Shabbos share all three words, we can learn a Gezer Shabbat that Milah overrides Shabbos. So the passwords again at the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, whenever the 8th day Milah occurred on a Shabbos, which reminds us Rav Yochanan brings an alternative source that Bris Milah is Docha Shabbos. The Pasuk states, Uviyom Shmini Yimo Basar Laso, and on the 8th day the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The words B'yom HaShmini, on the 8th day, implies that the mitzvah meal should be performed on the 8th day, even if the 8th day is Shabbos. So the passwords again to the clubhouse were Os, Bris, and Doros, whenever the 8th day meal occurred on a Shabbos, for a mitzvah. Which reminds us, the Gemara states that the mitzvah meal overrides the tzaras prohibition of cutting off any whitish spot that indicates tzaras on the skin. Meaning if one had a negative tzaras on the place of the meal is still performed. The Gemara seeks the source for this halacha, and brings a brace that states, Yemo basar laso, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. The X word basar teaches that even though a behar spot, which is a type of tsaras, is on the orla, it should be cut off. The pasuk Hishamer b'neged tzaras, take heed concerning the affliction of tzaras, which is the source for not cutting off a neg, applies in all other situations besides for bris milah. Daf kuf lamed gimel. So the symbol for kuf lamed gimel is clogs. So here goes. The Dutch moil with colorful depictions of the carbon pesach and bris milah on his clogs. Clogs, that must be run daf kuf lamed gimel. The Dutch moil with colorful depictions of the carbon pesach and bris milah on his clogs, which reminds Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that the lachas of Rav Akiva's klal. The kol malacha she'efshel lasos me'er Shabbos ain't a derches of Shabbos. Any malacha that can be performed every Shabbos cannot push aside Shabbos restrictions. He states that the lach is Rebbe Akiva by Mila, and he states this in regards to Karban Pesach as well. The Gemara says that Rebbe Yehuda needed to teach that the lach is like Rebbe Akiva in both cases. If he had only taught that the preliminaries for Mila do not override Shabbos, one might think this is because not fulfilling the mitzvah does not involve an Issa Karis. But by Karban Pesach, with which one receives Karis, if one doesn't fulfill the mitzvah, one might think that the preliminaries do override Shabbos. And if he had only said that the lach is Rebbe Akiva by Karban Pesach, one might have thought that specifically the preliminaries of the Karban Pesach do not override Shabbos restrictions. But in regards to Mila, with which 13 brisos were made over the mitzvah, perhaps Shabbos is pushed aside. Therefore, Rav Yehuda taught that the lach is Rebbe Akiva in both cases. So the Dutch moil with colorful depictions of the Karban Pesach and bris milah on his clogs was so relieved he didn't invalidate the mitzvah, which reminds him the next Mishnah states, Osin kol tzarchi milah b'Shabbos, we may perform all the needs for milah on Shabbos, and then proceed to list various needs, such as priya, the uncovering of the crown, metzitza, the drawing of the blood, and bandaging. The Gemara asks what the Mishnah meant to include when it stated, kol tzarchi milah, all the needs of milah, given that the Mishnah's list seemingly included everything. The Gemara answers by bringing a brisa that teaches that as long as one is involved in the milah, chozer ben al tzitzin ma'akmin as a milah, ben al tzitzin she'en ma'akmin as a milah, he may return to the shreds that impede the validity of the milah, and to those that do not invalidate the milah as well. This is what the Mishnah was coming to include. The brisa concludes that once one withdrew from the milah because he thought it was complete, he may only return to the tzitzin that invalidate the milah, not to those that do not. So the Dutch moil, with colorful depictions of the carbon pesach and bris milah on his clogs, was so relieved he didn't invalidate the milah, because he loved to beautify mitzvahs. Which reminds us, it was taught in a brisa that the pasuk zeh keli v'aneveyu, this is my God and I will beautify him, implies he's not elefanta b'mitzvahs, beautify oneself before him in the fulfillment of mitzvahs. For example, one should make a beautiful sukkah, a lulav, shofar, tzitzit, sefer Torah, and write using a beautiful ink, a beautiful pen, an expert scribe, and wrap the Torah in beautiful silks. Abishol says, va'anaveyu hevi domilo. The word va'anaveyu implies to be like him. Rashi explains that Abishol understands va'anaveyu as a contraction of the words ani v'hu, I and he. Ma'u chanun v'rachum, af atah yeh chanun v'rachum. Just as Hashem is gracious and compassionate, so to you should be gracious and compassionate. Daf kuf lamed dalet. So the symbol for kuf lamed dalet is a cloud. So here goes. The cumin-colored cloud. Cloud, that must be more daf kuf lamed dalet. The cumin-colored cloud, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice that states, Devarim she'in osin l'mila b'Shabbos, osin l'b'yantav. Things that we may not do for mila on a Shabbos, we may do on a yantav, such as crushing cumin and vigorously mixing together oil and wine. The Mishnah earlier forbid these two actions be done on Shabbos. Abai asked Rav Yosef that just as it's mutter to crush cumin on yantav because it's permitted to do malach on yantav, if it's for the purpose of eating, so too it should be permitted to vigorously mix oil and wine on Shabbos because it's fit to be used for a sick person. Rashi explains the Gemara is referring to a chol she'ein bo sakana, a sick person who is not in danger, since any malach can be done for a chol she'esh bo sakana, a person who is dangerously ill. So Rav Yosef answers that the brice is dealing with preparing medication for sick people, which doesn't require vigorous mixing. Our Mishnah is addressing preparing medication for a milah, which does require vigorous mixing, and therefore it's forbidden to do on Shabbos. So the cumin-colored cloud gave the infant a yellowish hue. So they decided to delay the bris, which reminds us, Abai shares many pieces of advice that his adopted mother gave him regarding treating infants with various ailments. The final piece of advice was that if an infant whose body is a reddish hue, it's because the blood is not absorbed into his flesh. Rashi explains that his blood is located between the skin and the flesh, and the child might bleed to death from the circumcision. Therefore, one should wait to perform the circumcision until his blood is absorbed in his flesh. Similarly, if an infant's body has a yellow hue, it's due to the infant being blood deficient. Rashi explains that this condition leaves him very weak with the risk of death from the circumcision. Therefore, one should wait until the infant is full-blooded and then circumcise him. So the cumin-colored cloud gave the infant a yellowish hue. So they decide to delay the bris just as they were sprinkling hot water on the baby by hand. Which reminds us, the next Mishnah introduces Malchokas regarding bathing an infant before and after Mila. The Tanakhama holds Marchitzin as a katan. One may bathe an infant in hot water on Shabbos, both before and after the Mila, and Mazalfin al-Biyad of Lobakeli. And he may sprinkle hot water on the infant by hand, but not with utensil. When the Lazman Azariah says Marchitzin is a katan, we may wash the infant on the third day following the Mila if it occurs on Shabbos, for its state regarding the Bnei Shechem, Yibiyom HaShlishi V'yosim Ko'avim, and it came to pass on the third day when they were in pain. Daf Kuf Lamed Hei, so the simon for Kuf Lamed Hei is Kola, so here goes. The cheap kosher brand Kola, that must mean run Daf Kuf Lamed Hei. The cheap kosher brand Kola served in abundance at the Hatap is dumb for the child born Maho, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a brice that teaches that the word Orla So, his foreskin, is coming to exclude several cases in which performing meal on Shabbos is not permitted. One of the cases is one who is born Mahul, circumcised. The Brisa states that Beis Shammai holds that one who is born Mahul still requires Hatafas Dam, the drawing of blood, whereas Beis Hillel does not. Rashi explains that Beis Shammai requires Hatafas Dam because perhaps the baby has an oral kavusha, a suppressed orla. Rabbi Shimon Elazar says that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel agree that a child born Mahul requires Hatafas Dam. They disagree in the case of a ger who converted when he was already circumcised. Beis Shammai requires Hatafas Dam, and Beis Hillel does not. In this case, there is no concern of an oral kavusha. The Hatafas Dam here represents a symbolic act of entering the bris. So the cheap kosher brand Kola, served in abundance at the Hatafas Dam for the child born Mahul, was left over from the first day C-section bris, which reminds us, Rabbi Yassi stated a rule, Koshi imo tamei aleidan nimo l'shmona. Any newborn whose mother becomes tamei due to childbirth is circumcised on the eighth day. While any newborn whose mother does not become tamei due to childbirth, for example, a woman who had a cesarean birth, is not circumcised on the eighth day, but rather on the first day. He learns it from the juxtaposition of the pasuk, Isha ki zazria v'yalda zakar b'tama. When a woman conceives and gives birth to a male, she shall be tamei. With the pasuk, v'yom hashmini yemo basar laso, and on the eighth day, the flesh of his foreskin shall be circumcised. So the cheap kosher brand Kola served in abundance at the Hatafas Dam for the child born Mahul was left over in the first day C-section bris for the cute little Eva Kanani baby. Which reminds us, a brice is brought that discusses when the meal for a baby Eva Kanani is performed and distinguishes between a Yilid Bais, a child born to a Shifchu who is the property of a Jewish master, and a Mikne Kes of a slave that was purchased. According to the Tanakhama, if one bought a Shifchu who was pregnant at the time and she later gave birth to a boy, this is a case of a mikne kesef that is circumcised on the eighth day. If one bought the shivcha and her child along with her, then this is a case of a mikne kesef that is circumcised on the first day. If one bought a shivcha and she became pregnant while in his possession and gave birth, this is a case of a yilid bais, a slave that is born in the house, who is circumcised on the eighth day. The Gemara later on discusses the fourth case of a yilid bais that is circumcised on the first day. Rav Chama disagrees and has a different understanding of these four cases. All right, so now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1. Which of the one that one source of Mila's Dochus Shabbos comes from the Gezeres Shavos of Os, Bris, and Doros? That's on Daf. Kufam and Beis. Good. Number 2. Which of the one that the second source of Mila's Dochus Shabbos comes from the Pasuk B'yom HaShmini? That's on Daf. Kufam and Beis. Good. Number 3. Which of the one what is done if a woman is widowed and becomes Mekudeshes and her less than 30-day-old son, infant, dies? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Vav. Good. Number 4. Which Safek Gemara Rabbi Asi's opinion that a C-section baby has a bris on the first day? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Hei. Good. Number 5. Which Safek Gemara that one can crush cumin for a bris on Yantiv? That's on Daf. Kuf Lamed Dalad. Good. Number 6. Which Safek Gemara the meal is Dorcha the love of not cutting off the makam of a neg of tzaras? That's on Daf. Kuflam Beis. Good. Number 7. Which Tafui of a Machokas, whether one can be Machal Shabbos for Tzarchei Mila? That's on Daf. Kuflam. Good. Number 8. Which Tafui when the one should delay a bris if the baby is reddish or yellow? That's on Daf. Kuflam Dalad. Good. Number 9. Which Tafui learn that a Mavui without a Shitov has the same din as a Chatzar that had no Erev? That's on Daf. Kuflamed, good. And number 10, which of the one that coined Rabbi Yehuda, an androgynous is not a Zachar Vadai in all regards? That's on Daf. Kuflamed Vav. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. Number 1, which of the one about the importance of a Makam Kavua? That's on Daf. Vav. Good. Number two. Which of the women that Tekunas Ezra was fashioned after Har Sinai? That's on Duff. Chaf. Good. And finally, question number three. Which of the women that Kol Bidei Shemayim Chutz Mir Shemayim? That's on Duff. Lama Gimel. Excellent. All right. That concludes our pop quiz. Plus the three bonus questions from Maseches Brachos. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichu, wishing you a great day. Great learning.